Portal, guys. It's the triple option, and it's Portal Madness. We've got a lot of stuff to talk to you about. I'm excited. I know my two compadres are excited. It's the college football season's over, but things are still popping off for Mike Norvell's Florida State Seminoles. That's right. Adam made a noise, so he gets to go first. How you doing, AB?
I'm great, baby. Let's go. I mean, we're going to break down some film of some studs tonight.
It'll be nice. It's the slow time for college football. It's not back for like another 220 whatever days, whatever like sad number tracker they show after the national championship game. But we got film to break down here on the triple option. Kev, how you doing?
Oh man, I'm doing pretty great.
Good.
I think we're a little bit late on breaking down these guys, but they're exciting. They're exciting. Gets here.
The only reason that we're late is because they keep piling it on. We planned on doing this video like days ago. Boom, another transfer. And then we're going to do it then. Like, boom, we're going to add another transfer. It's just they keep adding and adding and adding. So we're going to talk about three massive transfers at three pretty big positions in need. We're going to talk about West Virginia wide receiver and special teams return specialist. Burke Gears up, Winston Wright. We're going to talk about UCF linebacker. That's right, folks. Linebacker Tatum Bethune, a very interesting name. I like it. And then I don't know if you want to say the best for last, but you are literally talking about one of the best prospects in the entire transfer portal, University of Albany defensive end standout Jared Verst, the pride of the Great Danes of upstate New York.
You destroyed my blue hens.
I am so excited. So let's get right to the film.
Yes, film me
let's
up.
Jump in.
Where are we going, Kevin? Let's pull up the first guy. You wanna go to the old country roads? Go out to a coal country? Let's go to West Virginia. Bam.
Yep. Here's Winston Wright. So in this film, someone already cut this up for us.
Thank you, Circle Man.
This is not this year, but last year. And it's just cut ups of all of the plays that he was involved in. So.
Oh, that's cool.
He might not necessarily, like here, he's blocking on the backside, so he just kind of whatever.
Nice to see his energy and what he's going to be involved in. He's the only one standing out there blocking anybody. I like that. Little end-around action.
Heavily involved in the motion game, right?
Yeah, it seems like they really threatened getting him out in space. So here's something that is of interest. So this is something that Norvell likes to do, which is this little slot fade here. So you got right here running a fade out to the corners, then you got two in routes. So it's really just looking for a one-on-one matchup on the safety, and kind of what you see is he gets absorbed by the safety a little bit, so
he gets bodied.
Potentially something that needs to be worked on, because that's a route that FSU struggled with last year, and you're hopefully trying to address that problem.
And you said this was 2020 film, right, Kev?
Yeah, this is his sophomore
year. Yep. Yeah. So you hope that he's developed some since then. I know he had a pretty good year this past season.
Decent blocking for not a huge guy. I mean,
listed like 5'10", 5'11", I think.
Yeah.
Right. So a little bit of that bodying is expected, but some hand fighting you'd want to see. Here he does a little bit better job getting open downfield. You can kind of see at the top of the screen here. He's got a step.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of speed they need. We know they've been lacking that from guys like Keyshawn Helton. We saw some of that from Ja'Kai Douglas, but Ja'Kai is still a younger receiver. He hadn't played wide receiver much in his life. So it's a guy that's developing. There's mesh there. You get a look at
There you go, Kev, for you.
They really meshed right into each other.
Yeah, literally. He's been a productive slot for them, though. So, I mean, I anticipate he's going to come in here and be one of their better wide receivers. Of course, their wide receiver corps basically all transfers now.
Well, that was the rub, right? It was like all the other guys were high upside. Ooh, there we go. Good catch, Broseph. But this was a guy who actually had the production that fans were clamoring for. And a pretty decent set of mitts right there. Not the best throw. Good catch. Let's see this route.
Yeah, so it's just a slant route. He stems well inside.
Tacks that outside hip, gets that kid to open.
Yep.
Comes back underneath.
Right. Here you see that step, gets that linebacker to I guess it's a safety to take that step out. Wins inside. You'll see later in the film, very similar. He's pretty good at those little slant routes.
There's another one.
Yep, open.
That is a,
quarterback just missed him.
It'd be nice to have somebody that can win one-on-one matchups on the inside and try to there was breathing room for the big dudes on the outside.
There's
right?
a look at the slot fade again, the opposite side. He does a better job of getting around him here.
Yeah, and you can see that step.
Runs right by him.
He kind of starts. It looks like he's going to kind of head inside, and then he takes a step and crosses the face.
It looks like a guy you might need to do more movement with.
Another open again, dude. He eats on that route. And this is against a good team, Oklahoma State.
Yeah, with a good defense.
We did not win that route at all. We won no routes last year. But no, like this is nice, though, right? Like,
Yeah. This is exciting.
That route again. I am interested to see who's going to be coaching him in the wide receiver room. That's a discussion for another day, but I would like these route running skills to not regress.
Yeah, it's nice to have someone that you don't have to worry about development for in the wide receiver room.
Obviously, this passing game is a little different from what we see at Florida State. I mean, they feature the passing game there as opposed to...
He's double teamed here. So
yeah, they got bracket on him.
Yeah, bracket coverage here. So this linebacker and the safety are double teaming him, and he's just gonna cross the safety's face.
Oh, dude, tried to hold him too. Nope. See ya. That is lovely.
And the wheels to finish.
We obviously, I don't know if we're pro or anti Jordan Travis on this podcast. We don't really pick sides. We just watch the film and let it tell the story. This is a kid that's going to get open over the middle of the field. Do we think that Florida State's got the right quarterback to take advantage of those middle of the field throws based on what we saw at the end of last year, guys?
If he's that open, I would hope that Jordan Travis could make that throw.
Yeah, dude, right?
It hasn't been a staple of their offense to date.
Right, exactly.
So is that because of Jordan Travis? Is that because of the offensive line and the lack of their confidence and their ability to, you know, hold up and give time
for those things to develop? Can't physically run that route and win it all the time.
That too. So I think that's still to be determined, honestly.
That's fair.
I thought Jordan made a lot of progress his last few weeks.
Me too.
He was around a 60% passer over the last two games when they really kind of featured the passing game because they couldn't run the football. I think that there's still some upside there. We'll see where his strengths are going to lie as far as a thrower.
And he did seem to get more decisive as the year went on.
Yeah.
But, man, we got to start taking advantage of the middle of the field more, and this is a weapon to definitely do that for sure.
Yeah,
They certainly invested in a couple of these slot-type wide receivers.
Yeah, him and Pittman are going to make a nice, productive combo.
Here
is that
you
our
go.
Guy right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go back to that. So I think it's just a post over the middle of the field. I think this is him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, so the question is, for me, was it Jordan Travis, was the offensive line, or was it the wide receiver core? I mean, those little short routes take a lot of technique and ability to get open in a small amount of space. So I think we'll have that answer pretty soon.
I think this kid
looks fearless. He's not afraid to go
tight spaces. Right? And he really understands spacing well as far as like had splitting the defenders, how they're bracketing him and everything like that. It's an impressive watch. I like the kid for sure.
Yeah, this is one you're happy to have that connection between he and the Deloge family. Maybe that helped you get him in.
All right, Papa Rob, much appreciated.
Was apparently given some tours.
Was he? Okay, not by the coaches. It's a dead period.
Obviously, we do things
wonderful.
Street legal.
Good all catch. Right. He's a tough little. He's a tough little jit, as they say.
Oh, throwing out the lingo there.
That's right, dude.
His game is fire.
All right.
They just erased that one from Urban Dictionary.
I like it. No, now it's back. You brought it back, Adam. What were you saying, Kevin? I'm sure you wanted to talk about our lexicon, right?
Yeah. No, I was going to ask you. I was going to ask your opinion. If the season were to start today, who do you think? What do you think he falls in the depth chart?
Number one.
You think he's the number one receiver on the roster as it stands right
now? The number one
now?
Slot, you mean, right? Like, how would you – how does Norvell do his depth charts?
I think – well, they do wide receiver one, wide receiver two.
They don't do slot.
I don't think they do. They might. This past year they had the tailback. They had the running back, the tailback, and then they had the tight end. They had wide receiver one, wide receiver two, and I can't remember if they had wide receiver three, but they didn't list it as X, slot, Z, yeah. slot, that kind
so
of
let's,
stuff.
Man. Let's assume one back set, three receivers, left to right. Left being your – is left traditionally your wide receiver one for – or is that
well, – they run a ton of trips, though, so, I mean, it's
– well, they have three different – in the Boston College one, they have three different wide receiver positions listed. But the fact that McLean and Parchman are grouped together tells me that they're somewhat doing it by position.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. So
ideally, who's your three? Top three?
Who's my top three?
This does a fair bit of projection as well, too, right? Because you're getting all these new receivers in for the spring, yeah. So we are projecting a little, prognosticating a little bit.
I mean, it's right now. It's probably McLean, Pittman, and Wright. Because I think they're going to use the Wilson kid as like a hybrid tight end type deal.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So you think potentially all four of those guys could be on the field, and then Spann's the kid that's going to come in, maybe be like a deep ball specialist to start off, depending on how well he develops. Is that kind of what you see?
Yeah, I think he's going to. I think he and McLean will probably pair together and play a lot, back and forth there.
I wouldn't be surprised if you saw someone like Spann be moved to the slot.
Interesting.
Just motioned in, and then you see that slot fade, maybe get him running those deep balls, get him one-on-one. In the air raid system,
dude.
A lot of times the X or the Z receiver will be just on the outsides, and they'll just be what's called alerts. So pre-snap, if you see a good matchup.
I think we're really going to need to go back and look at Memphis this offseason, because I think that we're going to start to see a little bit more of that coming together.
Agreed.
Good
probably
teams,
a lot more posts.
And we will. Hey. We will. And I think spring ball is going to illuminate a lot of this stuff, mm-hmm. too. But I'm with you. Wright's going to be one of the top three receivers on the field, just from that film right there. The amount of attention you could see Oklahoma State focusing on him, even as the game kind of went on. Good route runner, good hands, tough, fast. Not ideal size, but it hasn't hampered his production at the college level. So I'm excited. That was Nass. Good film. Yeah. Tatum Bethune. Let's talk linebackers. A constant pain point is something that we talked to you about on the show over and over and over again. Wasn't all bad. Kalen DeLoach, once again, Papa Rob, thank you for him. a kid that really developed as the year went on. And the rest of the core, like the Amari Gaynor, DJ Lundy's, they had flashes and they had some tools that you could use like situationally, right? Like we'd see DJ Lundy really hit the hole on like a run play and blow it up. And on the next one, he'd be lost in coverage.
Yeah.
Amari Gaynor he'd have a great play on the slot in the outside, maybe defending like a swing pass, blowing up a screen. And then he would kind of get out of position. So we had one, I guess I'd call Kalen DeLoach a complete linebacker at this point with the way he's progressed. We have one complete linebacker and then pieces of others. Let's look at Tatum Bethune and see, do we have two complete linebackers on this defense, or is it going to be another kid where we're going to have to work in situationally? Let's watch that beautiful bean footage. Roll the Bethune, Kevin.
Yeah. So this
against
is
Florida,
UCF versus Florida. We're just going to be looking at the defensive play. So we'll have to kind of skip through the offensive place for UCF. So
they use him a lot of different ways. They bring him on the blitz. They drop
what
him in
number
coverage.
Is he for
15?
Yeah, this is him.
Yeah, he's a guy dropping.
But as it stands now, those hips are just the ability for him to get back that quickly and face the quarterback and drop zone coverage.
I've watched a couple of his games.
Yeah, what do you think, Adam?
I think he's more instinctive dropping. Like, I think he, like, comparing him to Lundy, because that's who I think ultimately I think he's going to probably take his job. I think he's more instinctive when he drops, and he seems to read the quarterback a little bit better. as far as when he's dropping and kind of gets in that zone and plays in a good area. I don't know how much better of an athlete he is than DJ. I think he's a little bit better of an athlete, but
I think
I
he's
don't think it's,
quicker.
yeah, I think he's quicker, but I don't think it's like drastically better. I do think that DJ's a better run fitter than this kid is.
Yeah, I would.
This young man, I shouldn't call him a kid. He's not a kid. This young man.
That's okay. Yeah.
I think it's yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I do think he's a better pass defender. I'm not sure he's as strong of a run defender, but it's certainly not a weakness. I mean, I had like 105 tackles last year was their leading tackler. But he makes a lot of plays on his side of the ball that I've noticed, as opposed to I th
What do we think? What happened there? What happened there, guys?
yeah, this is a bad play. Well, I don't know what their fits are, so I don't want to say it's a bad
Right.
play, but it seems as though they've got the corner blitz in here. It seems as though this ball should probably be spilling.
Yeah, this guy, I guess this.
Well, that's a stunt because
Right,
of the
he
corner
stunted
blitz, so
in.
there's yeah.
So he's got to fill and expect. Someone's got to spill here.
Yeah.
There's
And
just.
I think Bethune gets stuck and it makes him look worse than what is actually there. He's just kind of fitting in that gap because look how massive this hole is.
Right. I mean, the corner overran it.
Yeah, the corner's too far up here.
There's this
Yeah.
the other guy, the guy in the middle. I don't know what his number is. I don't know if he's downfield enough or just there's just a lot of grass there.
Yeah, so I think Bethune gets kind of stuck here.
Yeah, I think these two guys are kind of out misplaying it here.
Yeah, they're not really in alignment, right?
But you do see the lack of straight line speed, I think he but
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's
he's.
still a significant upgrade over what Lundy might give you on a third down passing play.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that.
Yeah, I'd have to see more. That was just to me, it's like a that wasn't really on him, but there wasn't anything too impressive on that one either. I'm interested to see like if this is a kid teams that can run the ball well, if they're going to pick on him in the running game, like how DJ Lundy was picked on in the passing game. I don't he see that that looks like a physical play.
Yeah, there he is.
Right, let me see this.
See, I think he's a little slow. I
Yeah.
mean, I
Well,
that he seems a little slow to fit there,
he's fine with
but then he does
blowing
do
up
a,
the
yeah.
he blows up the block, but he doesn't really shed the block, right?
Right,
Like
right.
good initial explosion on the contact, but then
He was also.
he doesn't work off it
This is a
well.
lot of the tackles I saw from him. 5, 6, 7, 8 yards downfield, which I don't even know how good the UCF defenses was your or defense was this year overall. I'm not sure. I don't pay that much
I
attention
think
to them.
he's here.
Yeah, he's on the edge. They put him up on line of scrimmage.
So does he rush the passer quite a bit then?
Yeah.
Because the size looks good. He doesn't look like he doesn't belong against this Florida team that, you know, they kind of bullied us around a little bit when we played him at the end of the year. He doesn't look out of place, I'll say that.
No, I think at worst, this guy's going to be another linebacker you can substitute in that.
He's better than Steven Dix. I know
Yeah,
that
better than
much.
Steven Dix. Gives you another option.
That doesn't say a whole lot. No offense, man.
Well,
Like
I get it. I get it.
I got to see more of this film because this was a kid that was pretty. I'll say he was pretty highly coveted, right? I mean, Miami wanted him bad. Other schools wanted him. Like it's. I'm just interested to see how the rest of this game
So
goes for
there he is in
him.
the middle of the field there. Like I like this. This looks fine to me.
No, I personally think that he is closer to DeLoach than he is to Gainer or Lundy in comfort being out on the field for me. Like I would be shocked if Lundy or Gainer started over Bethune.
And I'm not
Personally.
sure that's a popular opinion amongst others that cover Florida State. I think that there's
What's not a popular opinion?
that he's going to start over Lundy.
Who doesn't think that? Other people don't think that? I could tell you that honestly now just looking at it. I mean,
I've heard a couple folks say that out loud. I had the same reaction. I'm like, really?
Well, I did. Like I said, I haven't been blown away, but I see.
Right.
I see a more natural linebacker than DJ Lundy. Now, the only reason he may not start is because DJ Lundy's a two down ideal player. So I guess on first down, if you're expecting the run, I could see that.
I mean, look, this play right here.
You don't get 105 tackles though.
No,
without being able to play
the
run.
No, and he's physical. I'm looking out. Our linebackers right now are block sponges, right? They're magnets for blocks. I want to look at somebody who's shifty and can kind of take the hit, but then also disengage and make the tackle.
Well, especially with a defensive line that you're intending to roll out in front of him. I mean, you've got two, fifth year seniors that are going to be starting in front of him that are pretty stinking talented.
Yeah, the tackles are going to keep him clean too.
Yeah.
So right here,
this is as good a drop as we've seen. Coming out of anybody at Florida State recently.
I mean, just look at that.
He's way downfield. He takes that route or what? That's not something that Florida State did last year besides Deloach. Right?
What I like here is that he turns his hips as soon as he sees this guy behind him, and he sees him out of the side of his head, so he still has his eyes on the backfield, and then he's able to turn his hips and follow with this guy. I think that's a high-level linebacker play.
No, it's good. I mean,
a higher level than what we've seen.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you.
I don't think he's got the straight line speed. I think he probably is like a 4.8 guy, but his fluidness of hips is an improvement over what you have currently.
He also seems to diagnose the plays pretty quick.
I think so.
Just like boom, immediate pass, immediate drop, get to my right area.
Well, one of our linebackers still has trouble understanding which gap is his half the time. So, exactly.
And that's going to make such a difference. Even if you've got a guy that, like you said, and we're still looking. I'm still looking for like an impressive tackle or something like that. But if you got a guy that's in a position the right time with some of the other talent that you've got on this defense, that's going to make a lot of difference.
Right, and to me, I think worst case scenario, it just means that you're. Usable linebacker rotation goes from 3 to 4. And I think that's an improvement that's underrated.
Florida's
so what does he do here?
And it's kind of tough to tell his run stopping abilities because Florida, for some reason, is passing the shit out of the ball with Emory Jones in this bowl game. I did not watch this, by the way. So I'm interested by the strategy, but yeah, they're really passing it a lot.
There you go. Oh, no, that's not him.
No, that's not him. He's the other one.
Gotcha.
He's covering up the tight end, though, on the sit-down in the middle of the zone, which is pretty damn instinctual, in my opinion.
Well, it's interesting because of the way that Florida's playing. The biggest question that we had with our other linebacker, the non-Kalen DeLoach linebackers, is coverage ability. And we're seeing – this is a game that's really showcasing his coverage ability. He's not getting picked on. He's not getting burned. He's always in the right position. He's taking away throws from Emory.
I think worst case scenario, this just means you don't have to see Lundy on a 3rd and 10.
Yeah, I agree.
Which I think is a win.
Yeah, big. No, absolutely massive win. And I'm with you. Ooh. That is a worst case scenario. That was a nice play.
I'd like to see that.
Where's that guy?
I don't want to acknowledge that.
Let's see if we can get one more defensive series here.
Yeah.
Then go to the piece de resistance.
I think that was your defensive series right here. So.
That was it. All right. Well.
Yeah. Here he is. He drops back. Gets his eyes back on the quarterback.
They're clearly not afraid to use him in coverage. So.
No, man. He's
suggests
in the right
strength,
spot.
Right?
Yeah. He seems to be in the right spot over and over, so I'm good with that. It's tough to tell because obviously with that condensed game, I feel like maybe a lot of those run stuffs or some of those tackles from him, we didn't get to see because they're boring plays. Not to us, condensed game people. Give us more. We're trying to get the whole story here. However, if your biggest weakness was coverage ability from your linebackers, that was just that whole film. You ain't going to have to worry about that with this kid, in my opinion.
I agree. I agree completely. I think it's a clear upgrade. I don't know if it's a massive upgrade. I would love another linebacker, but
yeah,
it's definitely a starting caliber upgrade.
Yeah, I think with the majority, with the type of quarterbacks you're going to be facing this year, there's a lot of quarterbacks that came back in this conference and specifically our division of the ACC. Getting this kid was a big win, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just somebody to close down the middle of the field and just make it tougher on those opposing quarterbacks. Now, let's get to somebody that's really going to make it tough on some opposing ACC quarterbacks, and that's Albany Great Dane virtuoso Jared Verse. This kid, I'm really interested to go through the film because we're gonna evaluate this out kind of like Mike Norvell's staff did. They saw Albany play Syracuse, and boom, pow, superstar Jared Verse popped off the screen for a number of different reasons that we're all going to see here. Now listen, is he the next Jermaine Johnson?
Let's hope so.
Who even knows, dude? Jermaine Johnson, that kid did so good and came out of almost seemingly nowhere. We were really high on him, but even we didn't predict that type of season. It was almost like kind of like a Haley's Comet thing. Like, yeah. This kid could have a great season and still not touch the impact that Jermaine Johnson did. And he could be on a far more successful Florida State team because of the upgrades and talent that Mike Norvell's done in the transfer portal. So let's see. I will say the clips that I've seen of him, the athleticism is really, really impressive. And this is a kid that has 2 years of eligibility left or three?
Three years.
I think he's good enough to where I don't think he's going to be here all 3 years. This kid's got some tools. Let's just go to the film.
This was a massive win. He had like 35 offers. Like, you name it, they offered him.
USC, Texas, Miami, Tennessee. Like
Ohio legit, State.
Ohio State. Like, getting this kid was huge. This is arguably he's like a top five, top three portal player
number one in the portal and top five overall.
What number is he? Is he 95, 96?
No, he's the one on the bottom. He's 96. This is him.
96. Okay.
They have another defensive end that has some size. That's not a bad player, but he's just, you see here, Syracuse knows right off.
Long as hell.
There's a five-man protection. Albany's trying to get man matchup here on the outside. Syracuse slides into a double team. Double teams
with back help, yeah. With back help right there, too.
Right.
He kind of rushes himself into that mess.
Yeah.
So you'll see this a lot with part of Syracuse's game plan was to
run away,
take him out by reading him, right? So when you got a special player like that, you kind of take him out of the equation. He's in the middle here. Whether he chooses running back or quarterback, he's wrong. You kind of take him out of the play.
Did a nice job of squeezing that.
Yeah, but he wasn't out of position, just he had no help from his defender. I'm sure Correct. His guy was getting like mauled. But no, he's worried. That's how I'd want a defensive end to play that play, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what you're trying to do, but in general, you squeeze down, take away any route by the quarterback, and then give an option for yourself to run out to the edge.
Run that back, because I'm trying to make sure I see where he's at first.
He's up at the top of the screen.
He's at the top.
Good telestration, brother.
Thanks.
It's good. Right,
so
it's
that's not great there. I mean, he gets up the field and then turns his shoulders. I don't love that. You can play that a little bit better.
Yeah, so the thing I see with Verse is that the guy is insanely talented, but he is more raw than Jermaine Johnson was coming in.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Yeah, so they got back on him there and the tackle.
Yeah. Double teaming him. It's pretty
going upfield. What's that, a draw, Adam? QB draw?
Yeah.
It's a pretty common theme you'll see in this game. They're either reading him or trying to double-team him somehow. But you'll see his athleticism come out as the game goes on. Definitely not a full indication of what you're getting so far. He's at the top of the screen. They're reading him again. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Yeah, I mean, they're
which is what you'd expect when the mighty
correct.
Great Danes of Albany go on the road to Syracuse.
Absolutely.
He should be a little bit further inside here, but
he looks like a monster.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say, dude. That does not look like an Albany player. I'm interested to see what happened, like how he slipped through the cracks to get to that.
Guess he was real undersized going there.
Well, not
anymore. His first step's freaking good, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, he does. He's in
he
the
gains
backfield.
A, he gains a
like a
shitload of ground. They should never stand him up.
So here he is. They're reading him on this side of the field. This is just a zone read where, again, he's going to be wrong either way. So he stays out on the quarterback, probably like he's told to do. They give it. But I think this is the play. So watch him here.
Well, he put that foot in the dirt.
Syracuse running back has a full head of steam.
Good Lord.
How big is this kid?
I think he's, what, 6'5", 250, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, Sean Tucker dude. Was legitimately one of the best running backs in the entire conference.
Yeah, he will be facing this running back again next year.
Yep. No, didn't he transfer? No.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know, but I know that the fact that he almost hawked this dude down.
He is outrunning his own safety.
That's a big son of a bitch in the way he smoked his own DB. And the effort too, right?
Yeah, you gotta like that.
Yeah, so while you do see some things where you're just questionable, that kind of athleticism doesn't grow on trees.
No, he's still raw. He's still raw. He's a kid that's you're happy to get him in for the spring. Get him in your weight program. That's a nice move. Oh, that's a nice dip. Like that.
Yeah, man. Yep.
His hands are going to get better. His hands are not great here. He's not really getting control, but he's just so athletic.
That's an area where Jermaine Johnson, I don't know if he'd say underrated, but he had really, really good hands as far as like the hand fighting and the disengaging and stuff. This kid with that type of speed and that type of get off, once he refines those skills, and we'll see. I mean, you got to give credit to Papuchis for, you know,
absolutely
widening the toolkit that Jermaine Johnson had. And he's going to have a lot of fun with Jared Verse, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, gosh. That flew by that kid.
Beautiful. That was better with his hands there.
Yeah. No, I say he's raw, but he still should come in and be a very, very serviceable defensive end just based off of this.
Albany's got a good football team. They're not bad.
Well, they had a hell of a defensive end last year, dude. He's so quick. It's not like DeVito's in the pocket that long either for this play to develop.
Drop him down.
Yeah, he gets a hold of the tackle's chest, it looks like, and drags him down. That's
yeah, that's good, man.
So for all of you guys thinking, oh, he's just at Albany, this is against a Syracuse team that almost beat you last year.
Well, I can tell you what, you could say that he's just at Albany, but I mean, we're watching the same film. This does not look like an Albany football player, and that's what the entire country thought based on his offer sheet.
Yeah. No, this is a huge get. To me, this is single-handedly worth 5-10 points SP plus, or 5-10 rankings.
Well, I don't know what the hell that guy did out there. That was good. More power there. Tried to affect that. You know, not the crappy tackle attempt, but no, tried to affect the play there. Fought into the tackle. Nothing super impressive, but it does show that he's not just like a twitchy kind of speed specialist guy that can only run around the tackle, right, guys? Like he's absorbing contact. He's setting the edge.
Here he is a little bit in the run game.
Not very well there, but
no, that one wasn't great.
Again, I think he's got a lot of his best football in front of him. So we're going to see some of this. Like he's not going to be a finished product this year. Like Jermaine, a lot of times was, I don't want to say perfect, but pretty spot on throughout a game this last year. That's not going to be the case with Burst because he's.
But that's Jermaine Johnson. Went through Georgia, went through JUCO. Jermaine Johnson's what, 22 years old or something like that. He had the 1 year left.
This is a building block.
There's the bull rush. Absorbed pretty well.
Yeah. Not sure great speed to power there, but again, getting himself into a a Florida State weight program as opposed to an Albany one.
Oh man, third and 28.
They're going to help him develop that.
He's also, his team around him is not fantastic here. He's also affecting every single play that he's in on, right? I don't see any issues with like conditioning or motor either, man. Like obviously, dude, he tried to hawk down that running back, but no, these are fun tools to play with.
And worst comes to worst, what he's going to do is just his athleticism is going to force teams to try to double team him or try to scheme around him, even if he's not a finished product. And if we want to talk about Jermaine, even Jermaine had a little bit of trouble in the running game. We documented it throughout the season.
Correct.
Oftentimes these traditional 4-3 defensive ends are just a little lanky, and it's a little bit easier to get up into their chest, into their shoulder pads, and so.
And also with the amount of RPO and zone reading and taking those guys out, I mean, hesitation's going to be implanted in the back of their mind too, as well, right? Like you don't recognize run immediately. So I get it, especially being the clearly the best player on your team at Albany. Ooh. It's like they've game planned their entire offense to neutralize you.
Yeah, that's nice.
Let's move back inside.
It'll be real interesting to see what Papuchis does. Because, yeah, the hand fighting can come along. And so we'll see if kind of a little bit if Jermaine Johnson was more of a finished product than we knew coming out of Georgia. Or if that was Papuchis' work.
And I'll tell you a lot, too. There's a lot of punting going on, like, in this condensed game. So there's a whole bunch of, like, plays for one gain or no gain or plus two or minus one that we're not seeing right now. So
they tend to cut out first and second down.
Which, for when you're evaluating defensive players, we'd like to see that.
Biggest thing I'm seeing out of him is he's going to have to develop the power side of his game. The speed seems to be there. The initial quickness and all that seems to be there. I just think he's got to develop that power side.
Here he gets held.
Holded.
Holded.
Yes. Holded.
Listen, dude, this isn't the grammar option, Adam. This is the triple option. So let's get that conjunction bullshit out of here and let my guy Kev fly, okay? Enough. You're gonna throw strays at your own guy like that.
I love Kev. Come on, man.
I kind of like what they do here.
If I can't throw a stray, nobody can.
He's going to stop telestrating for you, Adam, I promise.
Well, I'm in big trouble.
This defensive tackle goes out to the offensive tackle to try to occupy him, which kind of gets him man-on-man out here with first, which is nice. But then he doesn't realize that he's left free.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, no.
Another play.
Oh, no. That's how you know you're Albany playing at Syracuse.
Yeah, dude. It's...
Here it is. Yeah, just a little bit of strength right there could really rip through that and make it.
But also, if he can have any help on the opposite side, right? If any of his guys on the right side of the defensive line could do anything, I feel for this kid, man.
I think this is important offseason for him. I think he's got a chance to take a leap. And
they need they need another defensive end transfer, in my opinion. But I think he's going to pair nicely if they move Dennis Briggs to the outside. All those plays that Verse is kind of funneling to the opposite side in this game with his athleticism, Dennis Briggs is going to hold up and set that edge and be there to clean it up. So yeah. I think that makes an actual pretty nice combination, in my opinion. They still need somebody else, but...
Yeah, I think it's a little bit easier to find that guy that's going to fit that Fox role than the traditional 4-3 hyper athlete rush defensive end.
The twitchy, put the pressure on the quarterback, that especially, there's such a premium on that. I'm with you too, Kev. I think we have some guys that can fill the Fox serviceable enough, especially with the help that they're going to get on the interior from Cooper and Lovett, to where the fact that you got this guy in the boat for spring. He's on campus. He's doing strength and conditioning now. God, dude, this is a big win. This is a big win for Norvell and his staff.
I would not move Briggs outside.
You wouldn't? Okay.
Would not.
What if they don't get another defensive end transfer of note?
Well, then you screwed up.
Okay. So you're not there yet. You're not there yet to move him out. Okay. Mm-mm.
I don't think it's a good move. I think he showed himself as an elite And I do mean elite, not serviceable, not good. I thought he was an elite interior pass rusher. Those are really hard to find.
Hey, that's a fair point. And that's, and like you said, hopefully you get another transfer defensive end. You don't have to worry about it. You keep on developing Derek McClendon and Quayshon Fuller.
Right. Pat Payton, George Wilson.
Yeah, I we'll
Well, the
see.
Wilson kids supposedly can't keep weight on, but who knows whether that's true or not.
Right.
They're young guys, but look, I mean, you got to develop your freaking roster some too. And
That's fair. That's fair. Because you just, like you said, you're just shifting money from the left pocket to the right pocket. So I get you there.
There's also good news in the fact that Bethune potentially lets you move one of those linebacker bodies to the Fox if that's something
Maybe
that you're interested in
Gainer,
doing.
maybe Gainer finds himself up at the line of scrimmage a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's such a natural role for Gainer to just
Yeah, kind of
straight
right.
line get into the backfield, but I don't know if they can convince him that Fox is a linebacker position. Just call it a 3-4 linebacker.
I don't know. Yeah, just figure it out,
Just play
dude.
the tight front, darn it.
Yeah, we want to see some tight.
Darn it.
Kev, draw the
All
tight front up for the people so they see what we're talking about, and then
right.
let's get out of here.
Give me a second. Yeah, we will bring this up all off season.
Yes, because we want this move to happen more.
All right, let's see.
While he's drawing it up, verbally explain it, my friend.
Oh, I mean, it's basically more of a three down type front, and you play with your two. You're going to play with more of a true nose, and you're going to play with your two tackles on the inside shade of the offensive tackles, and then you're only going to play with one linebacker behind them. And then, I mean, it's basically like a 5-1, I guess, if you want to call it that, or 4-1.
Any notable teams that run that now, either in
Georgia.
college? Okay, well, there you go.
Georgia.
Hey,
Georgia and
very
Notre
notable.
Dame.
And everybody's
Very
going to say, well,
notable.
Georgia's got an elite defensive line. Yes, they do. But I think Florida State's got three
Good
really,
enough.
really, really freaking good defensive tackles also.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see.
He's got it.
Wow. That was quick, buddy.
Yeah, I
Nice.
can't change these letters though. So
That's okay.
you'll have
We've
to
got a
deal with it.
smart, we've got, no, we have a very learned fan
I'm
base
sorry, I said one
overall.
linebacker. I meant to. I
You meant
apologize.
to, of course
I
you
did.
did.
Yeah,
So the
so
tackles are playing what is that, a four I? Is that the name of that?
yeah, this is a
Shade?
4-eye inside eye, inside shoulder of the tackle. Of the offensive tackle. I don't know why I'm in black, but here you go.
I think this is what they tried to run against Miami 2 years ago.
Clemson?
And no, FSU.
We ran it
Remember
against Clemson 2 years ago.
they But we ran it against Miami, and Miami scored 8,000 points, but that was more because of who you were trying to play, or who you were trying to play at linebacker, and all, you know, your deficiencies there, and Corey Durden, what didn't bother to get the stance half the time, and yada yada yada. But I think this is a good move for them. I hope they are listening. Mike, if you're listening, come talk to
Why is
us.
it a good move?
Come talk to us.
Why is it a good move? And who do you see at these positions?
Why is it a good move? All right, so you're down three. I think it's Briggs, Cooper, Lovett. And I think you could roll a verse in there if you needed to. I think you could play a McClendon in there. You could play a Fuller in there.
I think you'd put Verse here sometimes against
Yeah.
to get a pass rush.
I just think this gets your best 11 on the field because you're going to be able to play. I think you could play more of your hybrid secondary guys on that back end because this is really built to stop the run. The run game that you're going to see is going to be, exterior run game,
Right.
outside zone, stretch, that kind of stuff, which again, I think is going to play to the strength of your defense, which is all these fast guys in the secondary that are hybrid guys.
Right, Jamie Robinson's coming back. Bethune would be, instead of having to muck up a lot of stuff on the middle, you get him in space along with
Yeah.
Deloach. You don't have huge linebackers. That'd be interesting. But that end spot, you say you'd Jared Verse there, but is that something to where, like, you'd put, like, you guys were talking about, like, Amari Gaynor, maybe like DJ Lundy there
Yeah, I mean,
too?
I think
Yeah.
there's potential for all those names.
Or even like
Interesting.
if you want to do a dime package, it's really easy with Kevin, like let's say Jamie Robinson, Kevin Knowles,
Your two slot guys right there.
Yeah, that's what a lot of teams do with this, is they'll put
Greedy, you can put Greedy Vance out there.
right, they'll have they'll have both of these guys being more of a Jamie Robinson, like true nickel. Because the advantage of doing this, the way this is set up with the three down linemen and the four eye, is you're really plugging these gaps with the minimal amount of people, which allows you to have a little bit more speed on the outside. Yep. It allows you to not have to worry as much about having, you know, you can kind of plug up these gaps and have speed elsewhere. Whereas let's if you
any notable examples of us, and this is like our base from last year, what you're switching it to right now, right, Kev?
Yeah, this is more of like a 4-3, although this is kind of backwards. I'd probably be
yeah, like
this.
You know, 4-2-5, whatever. Any notable examples of that tight front that you just diagrammed that we used last year? I know you used some stuff from 2020, but games from 2021 where they used it?
I don't think they ran. They might have run some odd in like some pass rush situations, but I don't recall them running it at all on like standard downs.
No, they wanted Kier and Jermaine on the outside.
Yeah, which makes sense. But I think yes. You lost those two guys. You're looking for ways to replace them. You know, I think that this is an opportunity to make a minor scheme change.
I'd like to.
Maybe who the hell am I? I don't know.
No. I like that. Maybe we'll do some homework. Look at Adam Fuller's discography and see if he's got that. If he's got that beat in his repertoire, I'd be interested to see that. Because I do naturally. I do. I mean, it fits some of the personnel, and I mean the easiest way is to replace Jermaine Johnson is, oh, just go get another Jermaine Johnson. But it's not quite that plug and play. There's going to be, you need to get good guys like you got Jared Verse, but there also may need to be some schematic tweaks. All right, let's round it up. That was good. I didn't think we'd get there, but we're organic with the triple option. We take it wherever the conversation goes, as true professionals would. So I'm excited about all three of these guys. Winston Wright, he's the real deal, dude.
Yep.
I love the route running, love the hands, love the speed, love the toughness. Tougher. I didn't realize he was as tough as he was. And we didn't even show you guys the special teams. Kid is a dynamite kickoff returner. He's awesome. Tatum Bethune. He is a clear upgrade in his passing coverage skills and awareness. Two things that we continually, every single video, talked about as being a weakness that was picked on by Florida State linebackers. That kid, he's not a Marvin Jones. He's not a Derrick Brooks. But I can tell you what, he is an absolute serious upgrade in those areas where we were deficient last year. So to me, I think that's the plus. Questions to be answered, but a really good pickup in my opinion. And then Jared Verse, you guys saw what we saw. Not a finished product yet, but dude, really, really elite tools. And a guy that was highly sought after because no shit, duh. Like you guys saw the same plays that we saw. That kid he's got potential. He's got really, really high potential. And yeah. It'll be interesting. Adam Fuller, Papuchis, all those guys on the defensive side of the ball, they got some tools to work with here. So it's going to be interesting to see. Florida State is not done in the transfer portal.
No,
I don't even know if I need to say that, but no, they are still actively evaluating options. We will be here to break them down, but they've been doing pretty damn good, man.
Yeah, like, there's not a lot to complain about there.
No, I really don't. I mean, we'll see. There's some positions of interest for people, that other end spot, the tackle, the other elusive tackle that Florida State needs to take. I mean, they showed that they could get a high value, highly desired money position in that defensive injury adverse. Can they do it at tackle? We'll see. Quarterback. What are they going to do? A quarterback. That's always fun. There's something that's been
lots of eyeball emojis floating around there in the old Knoll space today. We'll see what that pans out to.
A lot of stuff on social media.
Oh yeah.
We'll be here to cover it all because we love Florida State football, but more importantly, we love you. We love you, our supporters, our listeners, viewers. Thank you all. Thank you to Tomahawk Nation for presenting this wonderful product. Great site to be on. We're happy to be a part of the TN fam. Go to the Patreon. Give Kevin some money. You're looking pretty nice, dude. I see maybe a new throw pillow or two back there. So everybody's checks are clearing a little bit. Kev's looking a little bit more classy, but give him more money, guys. He's a great guy. He needs more money. YouTube, you're probably already subscribed. If you're not, I won't respect you as a person or just somebody I want in my life. So you don't want that kind of guilt thrown on you. So subscribe to the YouTube, turn your subscriptions on, tell your friends, spread the word of mouth. Honestly, we look at your Kevin and Adam dutifully read all of your YouTube comments, which are surprisingly positive in the day and age of cesspool social media that we're in right now. You guys are the best and we love you. And it genuinely seems, I think my favorite comments are to read are somebody told you about me, or this is the first video I've watched. Your content is genuinely unique and it kicks ass. So just tell your friends about us. If you think it'd be something they're interested in, spread the gospel of the triple option. But guys, a lot of good stuff going on. We'll be here the whole time to discuss it. As always, for Adam, Kevin, keep chopping, boys. Just never stop chopping.